Principal Jeff Sharn joins us right now for our spotlight. And Jeff, again, I haven't been there yet at your new facility. I've heard so much, and the start of the year, I'm assuming, has gone well for you and everyone at Sioux Central. But boy, things sure look great from the road as I drive by.
Yeah, it has been a great start to the year, Chris. You know, first of all, just the start of the academic school year, we had 70-plus open enrolled students into our district this year. This speaks very highly of our district, of what we have to offer here at Sioux Central. And then facility-wise, our community made a great commitment to Sioux Central here and put up a great facility for us. And actually, we actually get the our gym and multi-purpose room and freezer space and so forth on November 1st. The rest of the building is opening up to us as well. So we'll start enjoying those things, too.
Yeah, that's the addition you're discussing right there, right?
That is correct,
yeah. Okay, looks great, and things have gone well there. And let's talk about some where your students are going, at least a select few anyway. They're heading east.
Yeah, we have some, you know, it's that time of year for the FFA National Convention, and our instructor, Ms. Harwood, is taking 13 students with her over to Indianapolis, and they leave tonight, actually, and they'll get out there to Indianapolis and come back on Friday night.
You and I have a couple odds and ends here to discuss with the spotlight, including a fall concert.
Our fine arts students are putting on a concert on Thursday night of this week at 7 o'clock, and so it's middle school and high school concert that we try to just show off our talents here in the fall as well. And so that is opening up on 7 o'clock on Thursday night.
And your staff will be meeting with parents, I understand?
You know, it's that time of year, Chris, where the end of the 9 weeks is our Friday on the 21st already. So next week we start meeting with our parents, and the parent-teachers conferences are next week on Tuesday the 25th and Thursday the 27th. Those run from 4 to 8. So parents are, you know, welcome to get online and sign up for their time slots with their teachers and so forth. And we're also featuring another thing on Tuesday and Thursday of next week, where we have a time slot from 6:30 until 7 o'clock. We have some training for our parents on a little technology skills, where we have a couple staff members and myself are putting together a little ceremony or thing on a Power School and Canvas. So Power School gives a lot of information out for students and parents to check their grades and see what is missing. And Canvas is something new to us this fall. And basically, it's a learning management system that allows our teachers to keep all the material online, and students and parents can access this at any time and see what's been going on and so forth. And this is going to be an opportunity for parents to be able to streamline things and basically send themselves emails on a daily basis, weekly basis, to check on their students.
Yeah, a little more hands-on, so to speak, with the kids.
Yes.
That's a great thing. I know another great thing is some more of your fine arts students are gearing up for a fall play.
We do have a fall play, Chris, coming up on November 4th and 5th, before we talk again. So Alice in Wonderland will be presented at that time at 7 o'clock down in the theater downtown.
All right. We'll look forward to visiting with you again, Jeff. Thanks a lot for the time, and have a good one.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.
You're welcome. Principal Jeff Sharn, our guest, Sioux Central School Spotlight, brought to you by our great sponsor, Randco Furnace Service in Sioux Rapids, right here on Mix 101.7.